world turns.
Hello, welcome to Queers and Soaps. I'm Angel, and this is my handsome co-host, Eric.
Hi.
Today we'll be covering As the World Turns from January 2nd to January 9th of 1987. Roll the credits. Okay, so what should we start with? Should we start with the wedding?
Yeah, the wedding was fun. Oh wait, before I start, I have to give a shout out to the As the World Turns fans. I met, what was the name? Sean Christian today, who played Mike Kasnoff.
Yes.
And he told me to tell everyone out there that's listening, hi. That was his message, and he was very cool. But we can go on. I said, I'm not doing your year. We're doing 1987, but whatever.
That's fine. Hey, look, he's a part of the As World Turns family.
Very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Yeah, no, I heard really good things about Mike Kasnoff, Sean Christian.
Mike Kasnoff, Daniel Jonas, whoever.
Yeah.
So wedding.
So it was a double wedding, actually. I didn't even know this had happened, because I'm not as keen with the As the World Turns 1987 as I should be. But so it was Lisa Miller Hughes, and we're not going to go
however many names. Yeah,
she married Earl Mitchell, and then it was Shannon O'Hara married Brian McCall, or did they? So they got married. Lisa and Earl got married. They had a long kiss. It was so funny. And then back to Shannon and Brian, Shannon basically said, I'm sorry, I can't.
And ran out, right?
Yep, and ran out, yep.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with Shannon at all. I don't know. Do you know how long she hung around for?
Because it would involve a little bit of a spoiler. But she hung out until like the late 80s. I'm gonna
So she stays on for a little bit longer.
She stays on for a little bit, yeah. She stays on for a little bit.
Beatrice doesn't seem like a long character, the way they're writing her.
Right. Hold on. I gotta shout out the As the World Turns book, of course.
Yes, I got mine. Got mine.
I was able to figure out who is who, what is what. I got mine around in the 90s, so of course it's gonna look bad and it's gonna be missing the 50s, so.
And I got mine this week, thanks to eBay. Yep. And since I found out Sean Christian was in it, I had him sign in here. So
that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think he signed the wedding pic. I'll see if I can show it on here, but I don't know if it'll show. There's a picture of like him and whoever he was with. I don't know because I didn't watch it. But you might know.
Yes, yeah, Rosanna. The first Rosanna.
Oh, is that the Rosanna? Is that the first Rosanna?
Rosanna, yep.
I didn't know how long Rosanna was around for.
So she was around maybe from like 96-ish to like, I think like 99, 2000. And then that's
And she's Carly's sister, from. Right? Right,
yeah, Carly's sister.
I love Katie. I love Katie McLean.
Mm-hmm. So back to the wedding. Earl is like, okay, let's, Everybody calm down, you know, that sort of thing, you know, have drinks, everything like that. If you want to kiss Lisa, you have my permission.
Right.
And then, now here's something I didn't realize. I didn't realize that James and Lucinda were a thing. I thought they were only in the 90s.
I feel like everybody was a thing. I feel like when I was watching this, I'm like, people. Yeah, when I was reading this book, I was reading, I think, like the 86 to 90 section, and I'm like, dude, everybody hooked up. Barbara was with everybody. It felt like
she was with Tom. Right? Like, I didn't realize she was with Tom.
Yeah. They had like a one night fling. I think
that were together because that's how Adam came about. So,
right. So I don't know. Who's Adam? Is that their son?
Adam's their son. Yeah. Adam is. Okay. He was played by the guy from Glee, the main character, like the Will from Glee. If you watch that show, he one of the Adams was played by him.
Is it Matthew Morrison?
Matthew Morrison.
Oh, really?
I didn't know he was literally 2 seconds.
Oh wow!
I think he left for Glee, and that's why he wasn't Adam for that long.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I only started watching in 2007, so I know hardly anything about like 80s, 90s stuff.
Yeah, I started watching, you know, before we get back into it, I started watching around 1998, 1997. It was around the same time I watched Guiding Light. But
good stuff.
I did see, like, you know, like, I think like people were sampling it in my family, and I would see the opening credits. So I would see the Cosmic Global opening credits that we saw.
Right.
It was the last version of it. So, because there's three different theme songs of it.
Yeah.
Animation, but it's the theme songs change throughout the 80s and the 90s when they have that opening.
I liked all their theme songs for the most part. I think I liked all of them. I actually liked the 80s one the best.
Yeah, the 80s one
was that we're actually watching. I don't know why. It's just like, it's very dramatic, and I'm just like, oh, and it's just like the world spinning and shit.
So
it's cool.
So basically, Shannon knows from Harriet that Beatrice loves Brian, and that's why she broke off the wedding.
Yeah, this was really weird. I think with this, I was confused at where everybody was. Like, I feel like some people were in London, some people were on an island. So I'm like, what is happening in this show? Is anybody in Oakdale?
Everybody wasn't in Oakdale. So
where was the wedding? Was that in Oakdale? That was in Oakdale, right? Or was that on the island?
I think the island was like adjacent to Oakdale.
Okay,
but.
I guess kind of like Cassadine Island with the GH.
Most of the Hugheses are in London for the whole story, which I hope we didn't miss the part where like the iconic moment where like Franny first meets Sabrina.
I don't think so, because the way it seems like they're like asking about her, it seems like it's heading to that, because I'm like so curious. I'm like, what is happening with the Sabrina lady? She looks like her. Is it like, it can't be a twin, right? Because isn't she Bob's daughter?
Yeah. Franny is Bob and Jennifer, who is, she's long dead. I think it's Kim's sister. She's related to Barbara. I forgot how she's related to Barbara. Because Barbara and Kim are related.
Dude, yeah, there's a lot of people in this show. Like, I even looked up the family tree, and I still don't get it. I'm like, there's a lot going on here.
And then Kim has a son with John Dixon, Andy. That's we did briefly see Andy in this.
I can't picture. Oh, was he one with Dusty? Is Andy the one with Dusty?
He was with Paul. He very briefly
came with up Paul. With Paul. That's who I was thinking. Right.
Very briefly was here with Paul, but he has a very iconic storyline at the end of the decade with his alcoholism. So,
Yep.
And he's married to Mara West. The actors who play.
Oh, he's married to Carly?
Mara West. They have a bunch of kids together. He stopped acting after As the World Turns, basically to help.
Oh, in real life.
Have a career. So it's so cool.
In real life. Okay. I felt on the show. I'm like, wait, he's married to Carly? Wait, what?
No, he's married to Mara. Like, he's actually Scott DeFreitas. Right. He's married to Mara West.
Yeah, Scott DeFreitas. Yes, yes.
So, I guess in the crowd, can we pivot to Lillian Holden?
Yeah. So I did read some of that, but I'm glad I did, because I really didn't understand, like, because I didn't know Meg was a little shithead. Apparently, because I think their story started with Holden and Lily liked each other or whatever, but then like Holden was with Meg, who's a sister, but like she didn't realize that, so she got jealous, and then ever since then Meg like had a bad taste in her mouth about her and just doesn't like her. That's from what I read in my book. I was trying to prep.
It looks like Lily and Meg have like a conflict, which isn't entirely explored like when she returns as Marie Wilson.
Right.
So she's kind of saddled off with Paul and, you know, which people call the vortex of suck. But,
yeah. But, I know, I fast forwarded them and went toward the end. Yeah. I didn't know.
It was rough until she went crazy, and then that was interesting.
Yeah.
So they go outside, I know, at the same time, almost the same time as Duncan and Beatrice. Duncan and Beatrice were outside, so we'll kind of talk about them for a little bit. They were like, oh man, there's a curse in the family, and Duncan's like, no, there ain't no curse. And Lily and Holden go outside, and he's basically like, hey, I want to be with you. And Lily's like, you're too involved with my mom for me to be with you and stuff like that. And he's like, let's go back to the farm, which I assume they're going to make love, which if you know the history of Lily and Holden, at that point, it's assumed that the audience knows that Iva is Lily's mom. So I was like, don't.
Wait. I'm confused.
Remember when who? Oh my god, who was it? Was it Craig? Craig said something about like your maternal instincts coming through.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people at this point knows that Lily and Iva are related. That like, but we don't know. Like, we don't. But Lily doesn't know.
Okay. Who's Iva related to? Holden.
Yes, but they're going to kind of retcon that. Yes, Iva and Holden are brother and sister, just like Megan and sister.
Okay.
So I think people are trying to pull Lily and Holden apart, but there's a reason for that, but Lily and Holden don't know the reason.
Gotcha. Because they think they're related, is that why?
Yeah, because they think they're related, but they actually are not related. It's like they kind of retconned that on Iva's part.
Okay.
That way it's not as icky, but
well, there's a lot of icky things in these soaps.
I know.
They really do like to go there. We did that with Edge of Night. There's the one character grew up with her brother. They grew up as brother and sister. But they thought they were like half siblings. Yeah, it's Paige. Yeah, Paige and Brian, I think. Oh my gosh! And I'm like, and they went there for a long time. They're like, and then they found out they weren't actually related, which is good. But at the same time, when you grow up with somebody, that's your brother. Like, ew. Sure. I don't know. But go on.
with Lily and Holden, because they didn't grow up together. So, but still,
right? Yeah. Well, so that's what would it have been her uncle, right? If that was
Be her uncle.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ugh, yeah.
I hate when soaps go there, but whatever, it's drama.
Yeah, it's drama.
That's why we're here. There's a lot going on. So yeah, we can do England because we have Kim, Bob, and the baby Christopher over there. Yeah. Who's Christopher? Who's he? Who's baby?
Bob and Kim's son.
Okay, so then she was I thought it was, but then like, you know, she's kind of older, so then I was like, maybe not. I don't know.
Hey, look, soap operas, they do that. Oh, you're over a certain age, you can have any kids.
And then sometimes, like, they look older. And sometimes back then, I feel like they look older than they actually are, so I'm not really sure, like, how old people are supposed to be. Yeah, and looking in this book, Bob was a handsome devil. I mean, he's handsome as an older man, but, like, he's a handsome man. What's that?
John Hastings is still alive.
Yeah, like 90, but he was handsome when he was, yeah. He's wow.
And then, of course, Catherine Hayes unfortunately passed away a few years ago.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sad.
I think she did one of the locker rooms, too, before she passed away.
She did. I remember
A lot of Lucinda, too. Didn't she pass?
Yes, she did, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell, man?
And also Anthony Herrera, who played James, also passed, but that was like
He died a while ago.
A while ago, yeah.
Yeah, because we have James is there, Was it, what's his name? Steinbeck?
Steinbeck, yeah.
And he seems like he's trying to reform.
Yeah.
Because I guess he was evil, but it looks like he's trying to reform, but yet he's still shady as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, this guy, man.
Yeah, it reminds me of Roger Thorpe on Guiding Light.
Mm.
Like, they try to reform him, too, but still kept his messiness.
Yeah. It's saying, yeah, they know they always try, because, you know, we like those villains, so they always try to keep them on, but when you write them in the corner, you have to kill them off. Again, kill them off.
Mm-hmm.
Again and again and again.
Again and again.
But we love it.
Died more times than Roger did, so now I think about it.
How about Stefano and Dave? I wonder which one's more.
Yeah, we have to look at it. They're up there together.
We should totally do a podcast about that. All the deaths and how many people came back and all that. That could be a whole thing. So London. Okay.
Yeah, London. So let's go to London. Yes, let's do London. So in London, there's a girl named Sabrina who looks like Franny. And Bob and Franny and Seth Snyder, who's related to the Snyders, and Kim, they're all like investigating this thing. Bob went somewhere to see a guy.
Was it? I forget his name. Jerry something, right?
Yeah, Jerry. I think
it was. Yeah.
And Bob shows Jerry the picture of Sabrina, and he's like, "Oh, I've never seen her before." But he keeps the picture for some reason, and he puts something on the picture, like a piece of paper or something. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the outcome of that.
Yeah, I don't think that we got with that. Like, I don't think we know. That's why I'm very interested in the storyline, because I have no idea where it's going. Yeah, I'm like, they're looking for... Why are they looking for this Sabrina anyway? Because she looks like Franny?
I guess right now, that's just that she looks like Franny. I kind of know, like, the outcome of it, but I don't want to say anything.
But that's fine. I don't want to... I don't like spoilers. I don't like major spoilers. Little ones, you know, I don't care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, yeah, like I said, I saw, like, the iconic scene where, like...
Julie. Yeah, and I'm like, did they really go on location in London? I wonder.
Yes, they did. In fact, in the last episode, they said flight. Oh my gosh! Like, what did Dan Regan say? What did you say, Dan Regan? it mentioned that they flew over there.
Okay. Yeah, because it looked like it too with the shots that they did. Like, and I know that and usually when they go overseas or whatever, they like. They focus in one more like scenery because, like, you know, they paid for it, so that they want to get their money's worth.
Yeah, they want to get their money's
worth. So, yeah, because you could see, like, remember the one scene they showed, like, the two characters, and then, like, you see, like, a scene of London, mm-hmm. but you can't, like, get a zoom in of them. But yeah, it's cool.
Get our money's worth.
But I felt like there wasn't that much done in London. Like, everything, like.
There wasn't. I wanted to see more.
No.
Because then there was Seth and Sabrina saw a guy. He runs.
Yeah, this old dude.
He thought she was Sabrina.
Like, what did Sabrina torture people? Like, I want to know. What's going
Sabrina,
on?
What are you doing, Sabrina? And then when he realizes it's not Sabrina, because Sabrina apparently wears glasses and is plain.
And what brought them to London? Did they go to London because this woman looked like Franny?
I don't even know why they went to London, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
what started the London thing?
We'll get back to you next week after we read our books.
Yeah, we'll get back to you next week after we read our books.
But yeah, they're in London for some reason.
So let's go back to, not the wedding per se, but like the events surrounding the wedding.
Yeah, the wedding wrapped up kind of quick. Like, it was just kind of like they got married, and then Lisa and Earl went off pretty much. And then Shannon and Brian. Shannon's telling Brian, "Oh, go be with Beatrice. You love her." And Beatrice is doing the same thing. You love him. I'm like, why don't you just be a throuple at this point?
Right?
Y'all seem to love each other.
But it sounds like Shannon doesn't even want to be with Brian.
Yeah, like I don't know.
I only think that requires thruple material if one of them is just like, go with her. Because it sounds like the right. Shannon. It sounds like the Shannon is one of those people who like doesn't like to settle down, but she fell in love with Brian and thought that she could settle down with him. But then when he found out that Beatrice was a factor in this, she's like, "Oh, that gives me an excuse to just run off again." So
yeah, I was confused with them because like, and every time they talk, basically it's the same thing. Like, go to her, go to her. And Beatrice, I feel like, is going to be killed off. I thought she was going to die. When
I'm not going to say anything.
Right, right.
I read in the book. I was like, what is this Beatrice person? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, she might not last much longer. It doesn't feel like she's going to last much longer. But she's somebody. She's related to someone, right? Isn't she someone's sister?
Duncan McKechnie. They are siblings.
Duncan, yes. She seems real weird too. Like, she seems, yeah, like just off, almost like a lady in white, which we talked about. Like, she just like
lady in white.
Looks like she doesn't go, and she really wants to go back to Scotland, and they don't want her to, and I don't know why.
Just like, go, I want to go back to Scotland. No, you can't. Why? Because you can't.
What? It's like six episodes of her like, I'm gonna go back to Scotland. They're like, don't let her go back to Scotland. Why? What happened over there? Why can't she go back? Are they after her there?
I wonder, like, if it has to do with James, because well, so little later, James actually knows like how to get through to like the all my children Chandler Mansion
back. Love it.
the secret passage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that stuff. I love when there's a secret passage.
And he actually gets a little physical with her too. Like,
I was shocked. Well, he was gonna kill her, I think.
Yeah.
What was the thing? So somebody died, and Beatrice saw James strangle somebody. Did you catch the name? I have the name somewhere. Well, I strangled somebody and killed her, this lady. And that's what we're like, we don't know if it's true. I'm guessing it's true because I know he's like the ultimate evil villain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming he probably did. But he also seems like he's trying to be good, so.
Yeah, I think he's trying to control Lucinda, like to play... to keep up appearances with Lucinda, I guess.
And who paired him with Emily?
And that's gonna be a thing for years. Like, it's always gonna be
really.
Like, yeah, that's gonna be a thing for years.
Is he obsessed with Emily? Freshly
18, from what I understand.
Right.
And then Barbara passed like down the line too, twice. So
I always thought Barbara was like the one that was like James was obsessed with, but was she more obsessed with him?
Back, it'll be so. It's both. It's Barbara and Emily.
Okay. And so what's going on with this Falcon shit? What's that about?
The Falcon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that.
So they talk about, like, they think that James is the Falcon. Somebody thinks Duncan is the Falcon. Margo was talking about it, and they're like, oh, and I guess the Falcon's with some kind of drug smuggling thing. I don't know what's happening with that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't pay attention to that, because I was trying to watch it a few times, because like sometimes the sound gets a little, like, bad.
Oh, so. Yeah. And Duncan and Barbara are together in this.
Yeah, Duncan and Barbara are together. She's not with Hal. I love Hal and her together, though.
Yeah, Hal came toward the end, didn't he?
He was in Toronto.
Who's Hal related to? He goes to Margo's, doesn't he?
He's actually not related to anybody at this point. But then they give him a family, like, in the 90s.
Oh, that's funny. They build around him. They do that with a lot of people.
Yeah, he's like...
I mean, I guess they need more people to hang out with or something. Yeah. And then Duncan stole something from James, too, because he was there looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, she saw, apparently Beatrice saw him strangle Suzanne, whoever Suzanne is.
Yep, by Suzanne because we all know who she is.
We don't know who she is. I don't know if she was important. I don't even remember reading about Suzanne in my book.
Yeah, me either.
So Tom and Margot, I feel like, had issues during this time, too. They touch on she lost her baby.
Yeah. So, interesting tidbit about that. So, you know, Tom and Lisa are related. Lisa is Tom's mother.
I don't think I remembered that.
Lisa's Tom's mother. So the reason why this keeps happening is because, allegedly, Eileen Fulton has what's called a grandmother clause, which means that for the longest time, whoever was related to Lisa could not have kids. So Tom could not sir a grandchild because of this grandmother clause. So, but then finally, I think Casey was the first one. Not the Casey we're seeing now. There's a later Casey. There's who's named after the Casey character.
She was that much of a diva?
Yep.
Wow, that's fun to know. I guess maybe that's why they kind of wrote shitty for her toward the end.
Yeah, because like I love Lisa. Like she's such a
lot of people do. Yeah, I heard that she's a really good character, but from what I've seen, like when I watched from 2007 on, I feel like she was maybe in it 5 times. Yeah. Like she was hardly in it toward the end. And then apparently, I think she had left. I remember reading this story. She left years ago. I don't remember if it was like the early 80s.
Yeah, because Betsy von Furstenberg replaces her at some point in the early
80s. Oh, yeah. And she left due to lack of storyline, I think.
Yep.
And then look, later on, she had no storyline. So, that's a shame.
Yeah, but... So there was a miscarriage with Margot and Tom.
Yeah, and I know that caused kind of a rift between them. Also, I think Tom had just slept with Barbara before that.
I knew it. I knew it, because then when Margot gets with Hal, that's revenge.
Yeah, I think they had their one-night stand at this point, because that's what I read in my book. Mm-hmm. So I read that they had like a one-night stand because... she was pushing him away pretty much, so he just like turned to Barbara, and Barbara seems like she sleeps with anybody, so
hey. I guess that's nothing wrong with that.
Why not? Nothing wrong with that. Whatever. So what do you think? I think we covered most of the first episode for sure.
Yeah, so we were basically through the first episode. And then,
and who's the woman that's sleeping with John? Who's that?
Emma. So Emma is the mom of Holly, Emma. Lily, Iva, and May.
Okay. And I thought so, but I could not get her name. Like, nobody said her name, or I missed it up somewhere. Because I was like, lady.
I forgot. I didn't even know that they were a couple. I always thought it was just like John was a kid.
Again, I've only seen later years, so she had no storyline when I watched. She would just be like the mother of everybody, and everybody would just go talk to her, but that's it, like a sounding board. So I was surprised she was even hooked up with anybody. I was like, oh, yeah. She had a relationship. Okay, that's nice. They go search for Shannon, because I guess Shannon ran off. Nobody knows where she went.
Yeah, she went with, why am I calling her Heather? Her name's not Heather. Harriet.
Harriet. And who's Harriet? Do you know? Related to?
I wanted to look her up in the book, like see who the actress was. Because I did that with every other character. I was like, okay, I know that Hillary B. Smith from Wally Fluff plays Margot and some blocks as Craig. But Harriet, I didn't look up.
Well, hopefully there's some As the World Turns fans that help us and some comments that we get so we know what's going on. Help us along, people.
Tell us
who Harriet is. So Lily and Holden, they were kind of... I'm not a big fan of them. I know there's a big fan base for them.
I like their later stuff, but they seem...
they're so young, and he's like saying all this stuff, you're a part of me, and we belong together. First of all, I hate when people say we belong together in soap. That was the stuff that James Riley did in the 90s that kind of get on my nerves. Like, Marlena belongs with John, Hope belongs with Bo. That always got on my nerves. I'm like, no, you don't belong to anybody. We're not property people. Mm-hmm. We like to be together. Like, that's not, no. I never liked that. But I guess it's almost like, you know, that
type of thing.
Yeah, like a romanticism type thing. Mm-hmm. But to me, I never liked, even like in, you know, when I was younger, I just didn't like that. Who talks like that? Like, even like on All My Children and stuff, they never talk like that. On One Life to Live. Nobody says I belong with him.
I
didn't
really do that on My Children either. Yeah, you're right.
No, it was very Dee's. This one, As the World Turns, with Passions, only that. Definitely. Passions, uh-huh.
Passions was huge with that. They were like, you're my destiny. This is fate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy at the end of the episode of the one night episode. He was like creeping in like that cafe that they were at, and then they run. Franny runs out and runs into a waitress.
Yeah, I really want to know what the hell's going on in this storyline. Yeah. I really don't.
And then, like, Franny was also, there was also a church, and you could hear children singing, and she was just looking, and I thought something was going to happen there, but it didn't.
Maybe it means something later or something. I know, that was weird, too. I thought that was odd. I'm like, it's almost like a horror movie setup.
Yeah. The Amityville Church.
Yeah. Oh, Peter Marsden was the guy that Bob met up with.
Okay.
And then, so then, it wasn't Jerry, I'm sorry, I don't know where I came up with Jerry, but maybe it was Jerry somewhere. But, and then, doesn't Peter call Franny, and he wants to meet up with her, and he wants her to come alone?
Yeah, he did, yep.
I know she's gonna be an idiot and go alone. I feel like she should just be like...
I have a feeling it's gonna happen.
Because, like, she should be like, Seth, come with me, but stay in the car. And I'll go in alone, you know? Mm-hmm. But they won't do that because they're idiots. But maybe they will. Maybe they'll be smart. You know how soaps are. Mm-hmm. They can't do that.
We'll continue with part two of As the World Turns in just a moment.
Yeah, nothing major happened with Margo and Tom either through these episodes. Just that, like, oh, he got offered a job in Washington. Right? To do what, detective work? I don't know. To do something in Washington.
Yeah.
And he said no at first. And then he's like, well, let me look, like, check it over at Margo. And Margo's like, well, like, if we had the baby, would you have even considered going? And he's like, no. He's honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you want? I mean, he could have lied. But he's like, no, I would have stayed with you and the baby. That's kind of sad. I don't know. But then he was like, oh, well, we do our different things. We both have our different jobs. I'm like, all right, whatever. And that was pretty much it with them. They didn't do too much.
I think another big one in this was Casey and Lila, which Lila is...
I love this stuff. I don't know why. I was really into it.
Yeah, Lila is Craig and Margo's...
Margo's mom. Yes. I don't know why I don't know why I love like an older woman and younger man storyline.
You'll love the Vanessa and Matt story on Guiding Light.
You know what? It's funny. I never seen that story play out, but I seen them as together later in the year. You know, I started watching 97, 98, so I didn't see when they actually hooked up.
Yeah,
and by the time
you were at the beginning of that.
And by the time like I got to them, I feel like they didn't really have any more problems. Like they were kind of backburnered, unfortunately, because people just forget how to write sometimes for people. Like they'll write really good stuff for like 2-3 years, and then you're all invested, and then they're like, they're on once a month. and it's sad. You even like forget about them. You're like, oh yeah, Vanessa.
Oh yeah, there they are. Hey,
it's so sad. I hate it. Why can't they write good for people? And they do it on every soap.
Yeah, it's on every soap.
But
Casey and Lila.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Me too.
Casey, so like Casey is about, see, Craig, so Casey mentions that he's in college. Craig mentions that he's younger than, sorry, that Casey's younger than Craig. So
he's, right.
So he's like maybe in his early 20s?
I guess, yeah, because he's a doctor, right? Or like a resident, maybe?
He's a resident, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got to be in his, like, 22, 23, in that area, maybe 24, even. Not terrible.
Not terrible.
How much is she in her 40? Look, is she in her 40?
Dancing adults.
I got nervous when she was going to sing, because I was like, oh, because sometimes, you know, it's not that good. She was actually had a really good voice. She I was is. Actually impressed.
She does have a really good voice.
I like that song too. I was like, that's so pretty. Like, that was good. I don't know. I feel very invested in them. And I feel like we've only seen them for like 2 episodes.
Yeah.
But we have like, Craig's like pissing on it. He's like, you can't date him, blah, blah, blah. And then. Yeah.
I love that Margo doesn't care.
Me too. Margo's like, if mom's happy, she's happy. Like, what are you doing? And then John gets involved. Why? Why does John get involved? What's he have to do with anything? Was he with Lila?
John is actually Margo's dad.
With Lila, I guess?
Yeah, with Lila, yep.
Okay.
So there is like that, you know, I used to be with you, and now you're with this younger guy, and what's that have to do with me?
F off, dude. I was like so pissed at them too.
And I love John. Like, John has become one of my favorite characters, like later when I started watching, but like, come on, John.
Isn't John evil?
John is a complicated character. He's not evil per se, but he's like complicated.
I read some of his stuff in like the late 70s, early 80s, and he did some shitty things. Yeah, like very shitty things. Because shitty. I was looking him up when I was watching when I was watching 1983-84 stuff, because I saw like when Meg Ryan, Marissa Tomei, and all that, I watched all that like a couple years ago. I didn't get up to 1987 though, and I didn't watch any in that 86. I don't think yet, but I need to. But yeah, like I was reading about him, I'm like, damn, he's a douche. Like he did some major shitty things. So yes. I guess he's a complicated character to say.
Very complicated character.
But yeah, I was not happy with that. And I'm like, this woman is happy with this younger man, and there's nothing wrong with that. And Craig and John said something, and it got to her head. So she dumps his ass pretty much immediately. She's like, we shouldn't see each other anymore. But I don't know who got through to her. I know Margo was like all for it.
Margo got through to her, I think.
Yes, but she ended up calling him, and she's like, come home, because I guess he was living there temporarily. I don't know the situation of that. I don't know how long he was there for. But yeah, I was really into that. For just meeting these characters, though, I felt very invested. I guess because they had like longer scenes, and they were like, they were good, and they had good chemistry. Like, I loved it. I'm all about them. I'm rooting for them. And I'm like, well, they aren't on in 2007. So I'm assuming that they probably either broke up or maybe went off together or somebody died. I don't know. We got a lot to watch. So
the only one who was really together in 2007, I hate to say this, was Holden and Lily.
Yeah.
Holden and Lily. They were kind of like fractured a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember they were fractured.
Tom and Margo. Duh. How could I forget Tom and Margo?
Oh, yeah.
They were both recast at this point.
Yeah, they were. They were like recasted multiple times, I think.
Multiple times, yeah. In fact, the ones before them, Margaret Colin and Justin Dees, they are married in real life.
Yes, I watched them together on As the World Turns. That's how, like, I started. I think they were still on in the 82, 83. And Margo, what is it? Margo Colin? Is that her name?
Colin?
Or Margaret Colin. I forget. Anyway, she was Paige in At Edge of Night.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And Justin Diaz is the other podcast we're doing, Ryan's Hope. He's in that. So all these people are still in. Yes.
Buzz.
Buzz.
I love me some.
Yeah.
See,
I I think he went there right after As the World Turns.
Actually, and then he stayed. Was Santa Barbara, and then As the World Turns.
I didn't know. I didn't know he went to Santa Barbara. That's Santa exciting.
Santa Barbara.
Damn, we're covering all this stuff with Justin. Yeah. We got it all covered. We got your Justin Diaz channel now. Or Diaz, I don't know how to say his name. Yeah, good stuff. Oh, what's in Edinburgh? Yeah, who went there? James Shannon went there, right?
And Duncan and Harriet were at his house.
In Edinburgh.
Well, in Edinburgh, yeah.
Right. So now we have an island, we have Edinburgh, we have London. I was so hard to keep track. Somebody's in Oakdale, I hope. Holden and Lily, I guess, right?
Well, Luther's Corner. Well, we did see Luther's Corners, that's like the oldest set. That's one of the oldest sets on the show, actually, because I Luther's remember Corner? The name as it did when I was watching in 2000. I mean, well, in like the 90s and 2000s.
Oh, and I made note too with what's his name? Tom was talking to Margo about he was going to go to Washington for a few months. Is that when he was recasted with the other one? Do you know?
I don't think so. You know what? You're right. Greg Marks is only on until 87. Then Holmes plays him afterwards and plays him until the end.
Yeah, anytime they talk about like going away for a while, and that's usually a recast time.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
That's so funny.
We're getting a recast, Tom.
So he's coming as somebody else, and then that's when that's when they mention the Falcon ring, and they think Duncan is the Falcon, but they can't prove it. So everybody's trying to get, I guess, information about Duncan or something to prove he's the Falcon. But then, and some people think that James Stenbeck. And what the hell is the Falcon? We got to look that storyline up because it's driving me nuts.
I need to know more. Emily went out with Barbara's brother.
Rick.
Yeah, Rick. She was like, "Oh, you know, I never been with a guy before." James comes in. They kiss. Rick takes out like a camera. Actually, I can show you the exact camera. It's probably this camera, like this. and he takes a picture of them. So I can't wait to see how this.
I'm trying to think of what the so. I don't. Yeah, they don't want people to know they're together for some reason. Right. I mean,
this is James.
Is that why? And then, and this was funny to me too. Like, if James is so bad, like, I'm surprised Barbara even lets her see the kid. Doesn't he get like visitation rights 2 days a week?
I'm wondering if there's just something with a custody agreement and stuff like that that James has to see. And this was post Hello Barbara, so of course, you know.
But James died at that point before that, right? Or maybe, yeah, I guess
before that, and then I think this is like his second, the second time he returns, or the first.
I like how Margot talked to him too. Like she went in, like you know, trying to like get him, I guess, or talk to him, like like she knows he's up to no good. She's like, "Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah, whatever." Like he's just like lie. She's like, "Yeah, he's just lying all the time. I don't, whatever." I have John wants James in prison. Oh yeah, John's like after James. It seems I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're enemies.
I mean, because it's James.
And Margot talks about smuggling something out of the castle, but I didn't catch what. And I guess that's what the Falcon is involved with. Well, hopefully we get that next week. We gotta watch. Because sometimes I'm just so confused.
What storyline are you most excited for with all these moving parts?
My God. Oh. I don't know. I want to know everything. I do. I want to know what the hell, why people won't let Beatrice go to Scotland. Will she get to Scotland or will they kill her off before she gets there? Let her go, will you? Barbara, I'm not too into right now. Barbara and Duncan, They're not, yeah, like, they're Duncan, not. I guess I'm curious about a little bit, because I want to know if he's the Falcon, and what the hell the Falcon is. Who else? Casey and Lila, I'm all about it.
I'm all
like
about
I said,
it.
I loved it. Like, I loved when, did you watch Dallas?
A little bit.
Okay, like, they get Peter and Sue Ellen at one point. Peter's like this 18-year-old boy who teaches John Ross how to swim. Well, him and Linda Gray, Sue Ellen, had some great chemistry. And I love it. And they didn't do it. They did it very tastefully. Like, it took a while for it because he was like a love interest for Lucy. But he was always around. And then he would always pay attention to Sue Ellen. And Sue Ellen, you know, always with JR. But it's good stuff. I just like that. I don't know why. I like that. I guess because it's not done too often, mm-hmm. where it's like a younger man with an older woman, and I like that stuff. Lucinda was hardly on. What the hell is she doing?
She was hardly on. Yeah, I thought she would be on more.
Right.
The wedding, like when she was featured a little bit at the wedding,
it had very
like,
little
stuff like that, but. I wish it was featured more. I love Lucinda. Like, that's one of my favorite.
Yeah. Characters. I don't know too much about her. She wasn't on too much in the end when I watched. But I did. I remembered when I did watch. I watched when Lily came to town before she was Martha Byrne. Mm-hmm. She was another Lily for like a year. And I did see Lucinda then. And she was on a lot during that period of time. But I guess maybe she's on vacation. What's that?
Would that be Lucy Deakins as Lily?
I think so. It was whoever the first Lily was, because it was right when Lucinda and Lily came on. But she seemed to have a lot more to do then in like 85, 86. I'm gonna say, and Meg. What's up with her?
Yeah, what's up with Meg? So, I like her. I like this version of Meg. I do too.
She's interesting. I don't know who she. I think she likes Dusty. She seems really into Dusty.
She likes Dusty, but she's dating Tonio, who's married to Sierra.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yes, yes. I was like, wait a minute, and then I read the book. I was like, wait, she's married. He's married. Sierra's married to Tonio, and then
is Sierra pregnant?
Sierra too? Is pregnant.
I put dude owes Barbara money. He took a loan from her. But
Barbara's brother.
Rick? Yeah. Okay, so Rick owes her money. Lila got flowers from Casey. That was cute. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, like when I was so into these two and they were in like two episodes, but I was all about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I like this stuff. Earl and Lisa, they don't do too much. They didn't get to go on their honeymoon, I guess, because all the drama that happened at their wedding. So he's just saying, like, oh, I'll take it. And who the hell's Earl? Do you know who he's related to?
So Earl and Somebody Shane are related. They're
okay. Oh, yeah, niece. Right. Yeah. I do remember that.
Wedding. And then Lisa actually was married to Brian's dad, I think.
Lisa was married. Oh.
Yeah, but I think he died.
You know, Lisa killed all her husbands off. I am curious to know what else Doug is, or Duncan's up to. Mm-hmm. He seems shady too. Him and James are both very shady.
Yeah, I remember the actor from The Bold and the Beautiful. He played Macy's dad, Duncan.
Oh, really? I didn't know
he
that.
Macy's dad, yeah.
Oh. So, and then yeah, Hal.
I forgot his first name.
Who's Hal again?
Hal is like the chief. Okay, I think I'm skipping ahead a lot. He works for the police department. I think he becomes chief of police at some point.
Okay, I guess he was on a break because he came back.
I guess he was on a break because, and unfortunately, the actor died by suicide. In the early 2000s.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, shit. There was a point where, like, his mom died, and then he was affected by that, and then he unfortunately died by suicide.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then, like, they recast the role, like, before he died, they recast the role to because of the whole situation.
Right. I did make note that Lisa at one point called James Jimbo, which made me laugh. She's like, yeah, whatever, Jimbo, or something. I was like, I like that. So I guess she's not a James fan.
Nah, I don't think so.
See, I don't know what he did. I have to read up on James because I really don't know the evil things that he did. Do you know any of the 80s stuff that he did up to this point?
I mean, aside from like sicking a bull on Barbara and his son Paul.
How did he do that? He
sicked a bull on Barbara. It was an all location shoot. It's like very iconic.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I think he actually was abusive to not. I mean, not in the sense of abusive relationships that is like real and like real and like terrible. But like, right. He had one of his wives on a roller coaster for a long time. It was weird.
Well, what did he? So, if he did that to his son, though, why would he have custody of, or not custody, but how would he even get to see him at this point?
I'm guessing that Paul wants a relation. I'm guessing it's all about Paul. That once he wants,
my gosh.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean, look, to be honest, Danny Pintauro was playing Paul at the time, so.
Oh, he was so cute as Paul. Yeah, I remember watching him as Paul. I love that guy. I follow him on social media. He's a good dude. He seems fun.
Yeah, I heard good things about him.
And I did meet him years ago. I got him to sign something from Cujo. He was really nice.
Oh, he was Cujo. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a little boy with D. Wallace. I have this note. It says, dude that got hit comes on to a lady helping him. Who is it?
Okay. We forgot about Tonio.
Oh, is that who that is?
Tonio Reyes, yeah. So... Tonio, yeah, he's married to Sierra, involved with Meg. I feel like, who was the guy that he hit, that they were hit? Because I rewound a few times, I was like, who hit him? Because I thought it was Holden, because the guy was, they were all wearing the same suit, to be honest with you, so.
Right. Yeah, I do have, that is a note. There was, like, a lot, like, three or four, like, same-featured men, like, dark hair, dark eyes, and I honestly couldn't tell them apart. I was like, I don't know. That's why I put a lot of, like, dude did this.
So I think it might have been Craig Antonio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was Craig.
Which makes sense. I think you're right. Because Craig likes Sierra, too. That's a whole entanglement too. Or Sierra, Sierra kept looking at the party, Craig and Iva. So,
Meg basically called Dusty a doormat to Lily. Oh yeah, I think she did say that because Lily. But like Lily, like I don't know. Lily says that they're friends, and Dusty knows that they're friends because she likes Holden. So like, how's that a doormat? It's just you're being her friend. I don't understand. Meg's just the bitch, I think.
I guess the friend zone wasn't created yet, so that would be friend right. zone. That would probably be somebody saying, oh, he's in the friend zone, so.
Do you remember who the lady was with the punch guy?
Was that Lisa?
I put redhead lady leaves punch dude.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Was it Iva? Iva?
I think it was. Iva has red hair, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Duncan tells somebody that he will find proof that Stenbeck killed Suzanne.
Whoever's Stenbeck.
I gotta know more about this.
Yeah.
James talks to Emily. They kiss. They end up in bed together eventually. Ew.
Yeah,
Oh, there was a lot of proposals in the last episode.
because Seth and Franny got proposed.
Seth, yeah, in like a weird way, too. It was just like, I thought he was going to break up with her, and then it ended. I was like, what is happening? But yeah, and then like neither of them went with rings either, right?
Yeah. There was a whole storyline where like where John Wesley Shipp's character named Douglas Cummings was obsessed with Franny.
Oh, really?
Bob briefly brought it up. It's like, oh yeah, thank you for being great to Franny after the whole Douglas Cummings thing. And I'm like, wait a minute, that was John Wesley Shipp. That was the Flash.
Yeah, I didn't know John Wesley Shipp was in As the World Turns. I knew he was in Guiding Light, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Kelly, I think.
Yeah, in the '80s. So I didn't know he so popped around. That's kind of cool.
I
knew he was in it because in the book. I saw his picture and I was like, oh, and I went back to it. I'm like, John Wesley Shipp, who do you play? So yeah, he's in the book too.
So I got some homework for the both of us. Uh-oh. Made in 1986. Poor Shipp, the book.
I did. I read a bunch of it, which is why I knew some, but there's a lot more. There was a few more things I didn't get to read though before this, but we'll read more and we'll watch, you know, watch more and stuff. And then John proposed to Emma as well in the same episode.
Yep.
Without a ring, in bed. I'm like, these are very unromantic proposals. Like for a soap.
Like, hey, will you marry me? Yeah, sure, where's the ring?
Yeah, right? I'd be like, do it when you get a ring, buddy. Like, what?
Yeah,
what
is get this? Down on one knee.
And that's when I have a Sierra pregnant.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she's pregnant with Brian at this point, who is.
And somebody Craig. Kissed Craig, and I didn't know who it was. Was that Ira? Does Ira hook up with Craig?
I wonder if it was Iva, yeah.
Iva, I'm sorry.
I found her Ira.
What it be?
Not Ira Glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is where I have Franny and Seth run around looking for Sabrina, church and kids singing. My notes, you should see my notes. It would be like a 5-year-old wrote these. So funny. We still have Craig harassing his mom about Casey, which is annoying me. Because I'm like, I'm rooting for them. I only known you for 2 episodes, but I'm rooting for you guys.
I'm rooting for you.
There was a picture of Sabrina in some book. Made note of that. I don't know. There's a lot going on, and I want to know more. I'm hoping we have all the episodes that we need.
And we have research, too.
And then you said something about this. Someone's spot. Wait, hold on. James confronts Rick about blackmailing Emily. I have her grandma is around. A waiter reported someone outside spying on her. Grandma calls Margot. Oh, yeah, to report for Meg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Meg just, like, didn't want to, like, report it or whatever. Because Emily, I'm so sorry, Emily. I'm confusing myself. I'm like, yeah, wait, that's Emily. Emily's grandma. So, we got to see, Emily's mom is Susan?
Susan, yeah, we don't see Susan.
Yeah, we don't see her. Because I remember the Stewart girls from 2007 when I started watching. It was Susan, Emily...
Allison would be on it.
Allison. I loved Allison.
Allison doesn't exist until the 90s, so.
Right. She was a little shithead, but I do love her. And she passed recently, too.
Yeah. Marty Hildenberg, yeah.
Yeah, breast cancer. Damn it, man. Mm. I donated to her GoFundMe.
No.
But yeah, that's all we got in these episodes, I think.
That's all we got. So homework for this for next week.
Yes. Read more and watch more.
Read more and watch more. Read 86 Angel and then watch.
Yeah, more. Right. Hopefully you have the pages.
It's the '50s that are missing.
Oh, okay.
It's 1956 and 1960, I think, are missing. They're somewhere.
Well, we love As the World Turns. Yeah. I'm hooked. As always. These damn soaps.
Oh, Douglas Marlin. And he's sorely missed in this industry, too. All right. So, anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
No, I think we covered everything.
All right. Thank you for watching Queers and Soaps. You can follow us on all the socials. And until next time, bye.
Bye, guys.